The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
It's hot in my house, huh, guys?
It's hot in my house, huh, guys?
Yeah. Ooh, Aaron, this brings us to an interesting segment on the show. Just to open the show, let's start with the LA weather report. Aaron.
Thanks, JPC. I'm here in a closet in sunny Los Angeles, California. It's cloudy outside, but for some reason, it's bright and warm in here. Back to you, JPC.
Hi, this is actual Adel on the scene. Aaron, is there a Babadook in the closet with you?
Why are you in my house?
Babadook.
Thanks so much, Aaron. And now on to sports.
Thanks, JPC. And let's hear about those sports.
Oh!
Great report, JPC. And let's circle back to sports.
No!
What's the Chicago weather like, you guys? Is it fall yet? What's going on?
Adel, do you want to go or do you want me to go?
Nobody tossed it to me, so I just chimed in and I'm good.
With the Chicago weather, Adel, do you want to go or do you want me to go?
You go.
Oh, my God. Aaron?
What is
it? It's a little windy today.
That's great. Is it kind of like fallish?
It is. It's starting to get a little more fallish. It's like it's been a little rainy, kind of a little dreary, but the temperature's starting to drop a little bit. And, you know, the sleeves are coming on. I'm afraid to say we might have seen our last tank top of the season already, and it may be gone forever now.
Well, we are... moving out of JPC tank top season into Adel flannel season. Yes. I'm on flannel watch. I have little bird binoculars. I'm waiting to see the first flannel of the season. I can't wait. I think it's going to be green.
You have a book. You have a book with my three shirts in it, and you're like, I saw this one. Tick. Yeah. I saw that one.
I do a little sticker next to it if I find it. Awesome.
JPC, now on the trip back from Kalamazoo to Chicago the other day, you were telling me that you had a cool idea, which I think is great and you should pursue, which is you were going to sew sleeves onto your tank tops so you could wear them year-round.
That's just a shirt.
Hold on.
I'm glad that...
No. It's a shirt with fucked up different length sleeves. It's a shirt I fucked up. I wouldn't be able to do it as well as a shirt would be able to do it.
Hear me out. I have a new solution for you. And it's just because I'm an innovator, okay?
Oh.
I'm going to buy you a ton of very tight turtlenecks you can wear under your tanks.
Okay. I can wear under my tanks.
Yes.
So a tank with a turtleneck on top of it?
No. Like the turtleneck, you put the turtleneck on first.
Oh my God.
And then you put your tank on.
You get to showcase
your tank tops, but you cover up all your skin for the
cold.
Can
I please name this look? I think I have a good name for this look.
Please.
What is it?
I think it's probably Steve Slobs.
Okay.
I was just thinking about how a tank on bottom and a turtle on top would be like the best piece of war machinery that could possibly exist. Can you imagine a turtle with tank treads? It could go literally anywhere.
Turtles are already kind of tanks. They're literally the tanks of animals.
They kind of are.
Armor.
Yeah, famously, tanks can go anywhere. Tank treads famously go anywhere.
Tanks are really good at going uphill.
Underwater.
I think that they send like, they have tank treads on like moon rovers and stuff, and they send them off to other planets, and then they're like, a little bit of dust got in it and it's broken. It can take pictures of where it's at now, but that's it. That's all it can do.
It broke on landing. It shattered into a million pieces.
I had somewhat similar conversation. I was talking with someone recently, I can't remember who, but we were talking about how car commercials are all like, it'll show some SUV and it's like driving in the Sahara Desert it's like driving the windiest road in the world, or it's off-road on like a mountaintop. And I feel like they should just show cars like stuck in traffic and holding up really well.
Yeah.
Like somebody's stuck in traffic and the car is super comfortable. It's very quiet. It's very cold inside. The music system is great. Like that's...
I agree with you. That would be a more effective ad. It's just a tired lady swerving to avoid a squirrel and she doesn't crash. And I go, that's the car for me.
You just created yourself a new role. Pontiac, are you listening?
I'd be Pontiac.
I don't know.
I hope not. I saw a car commercial the other day and it said something like, over 99% of the United States is unpaved. Don't you want a car that can get to those places? And I was like, no. No one wants. If it's unpaved, that means there ain't shit there. Like, yeah. You don't need to go to those places.
Excuse me, sir. You can't just drive in the woods.
How am I supposed to shop at Anthropology in the woods?
Your car's stuck.
I want to go to Five Guys and go to Anthropology. And if it's not paved, they're certainly not there.
All the places that you need to get in with a car, like you need a car to get to, aren't going to be paved. There's not going to be any place where like, I'd love to get to this Five Guys. I just have a cliff to drive over. Not going to happen.
Not going to do it. 1,000 points of light.
I got a question for you guys. And this is a serious question. Boy. Now, I spent a lot of fucking time. I don't know about you guys. I spent a lot of fucking time listening to podcasts. And sometimes it strikes me that I should listen to like music instead of a podcast. Like,
okay.
I remember that music exists. So I have to ask you guys, has there been anything that you've been just like listening to lately, like grooving out to, something that you're enjoying lately?
I've been very much enjoying the new Kacey Musgraves album, which is fantastic.
It's all about her divorce.
It's a lot of different kind of types of music. It's beautiful. The new Sufjan Stevens is very, very good. You have to be in the mood to listen to his voice, because I feel like you can listen to 2 seconds of his music and be like curled in the fetal position crying. But his new album's very good.
Is it sad?
All his music is sad. Even when it's happy, it's sad.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
But it's very, very good, the new album.
That's a really good description of his music.
I don't think I've ever listened to Sufjan Stevens, and I think part of it is because I am afraid every time I say his name that I have just said it completely wrong.
Well, you always say Surf Jam Cat Stevens, which is another band.
Yeah, well, that's a genre of music that I like. I like Surf Rock Cat Stevens. That's like, that's the best.
Oh, my bounty for the Tillamon.
You got to come out and fill that Illinois, GPC. You got to listen to Sufjan Stevens.
I know. I know he's done an album about Illinois. Did he do an album about any other state, or was it just
Michigan?
Illinois? And Michigan, which is too close. Those states practically touch. They do? No.
He was knocking out the Midwest, and then he stopped.
And then he lost his map and went, I don't know what the states are. I've been listening to Sylvanesso.
A lot.
Like the electronic duo band, because I went to their concert. I was outside, and it was very good, and we went with our neighbors who were courting to be our friends.
Oh, I love that.
They are a couple. They have cats. They're very cool. They're cooler than us. And
the cats are, or the couple?
Both. And thank you for asking.
That's the ladder that you have to climb when the cats are cooler, and then you have to get to the couple. Like, oh,
yeah.
I love Aaron and Sean going over, and Aaron just whispers, fuck, that cat has a scarf and a beret. Fuck. And tattoos.
Cat's got a tiny
the cat's
chain.
Like flipping through a magazine and looks over at me and rolls its eyes. Like, hey, what are you reading? And it just like rolls its eyes and keeps flipping through the magazine.
The cat has a year-long subscription to The Economist. I'm fucked.
That had less to do. That's so funny. That had less to do with the music I was listening to and more to do with the people I was associating with. But it was a great concert, and they're good, like, walk-in music.
Had you ever heard of them before? Or
yeah.
Okay. So it wasn't one of those things where they were like, we're going to this really cool concert, and you're like, oh, I love them.
Well, it was kind of that, too. Is the first time we hung out with them, they were like, we're going to this concert in September, and Sean likes them and I kind of like them. We weren't like huge fans. And
sure.
We were like, we're probably going to that too. Like, we panicked.
Jesus.
And bought tickets next to them in that moment.
Did you talk like that?
Yeah, dude, I went out of control. I was slipping in and out of a British accent.
When bad. You're trying to make a friend a lot, it'll go a long way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're a great walking around band. I think they're like kind of popish, and they might be good for Bill Buds at some
okay.
point.
Ooh.
JPC, are you listening to anything?
I'm trying, you know, since I have a pop music like review show, I try to like separate and be like, I want to listen to some stuff that I don't want to like review. I just want to like, because it's a completely different brain that you use to listen to. And I've been really digging Phoebe Bridgers' album, Punisher.
Very good.
I had listened to it when it came out, but I don't think I was a big fan. But lately I've been listening to like Japanese Breakfast and like music along that lines, and that just popped up, and I was like, I'm gonna give this like another go around, and man, fantastic
very
album.
Cool.
You know what'd be maybe a fun thing JPC,
I
might
imagine.
Make you a playlist on Spotify of songs because I listen to Bill Buds and I feel like I have a pretty good sense of what you might like. I might make you a little playlist of songs that you might like. And then I'll make you a playlist of songs you might like. Or, you know what? No. I'm going to make JPC a playlist and I'm going to make Adel a charcuterie board. Okay?
Okay.
And then we'll do an episode where you can let me know how I did. Okay?
And Aaron, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you the Explosions in the Sky discography and I'm going to say, ask you to put lyrics to all of it.
Okay, and this will be a really weird lyrics. Patreon episode where we really unpack everything that has happened.
A super fun bit, Aaron, for you to do would be to go to a friend and be like, you know what? Like, we've been hanging out for so long. I think I have like a really good idea of like what your musical taste is. I want to make you a playlist of things that I'm pretty sure you've never heard of before, and then just give them a playlist that's just like Kokomo by the Beach Boys.
Just give them an existing album. Beach Boys greatest hits.
Someone on Twitter was doing a bit where they were texting. I think it was a woman who was texting male friends of theirs to be like, "Oh my god, I just and putting the screen caps on and be like, I just remembered who you remind me of, James Corden," and just everyone's reactions were just like, "No!" it was very very funny.
I hate to hear that.
Yeah, there's
the shittiest thing you can do to a person
of what is a way to completely like cut the legs off of a guy, just like destroy a guy in one sentence. And my favorite one I've seen is, if you ever want to like hurt a guy's feelings, tell him that you think he sleeps like me, 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 me. That was my favorite.
Damn, I could have used that on Adel because we just stayed in a hotel room together. I would have loved to wake up and be like, hey man, do you know that when you sleep, you go me, 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 me.
The other one I love is to tell a guy he looks like he's never been on a plane before.
Oh no.
Or ask him if he's ever been on a plane before.
He'll overthink that for years.
I know.
That's very good.
Oh man.
To destroy a fragile ego is a gift that keeps on giving. Speaking of music, I have a very special gift for both of you because
a charcuterie board?
It's a charcuterie board. You don't even know. You're in the middle of another one of our classic 2000s era Name That Tune kinda episodes.
Name That Tune kinda?
Yeah, I mean, it really isn't Name That Tune because that's tune and this is lyrics. It's like Name That Lyrics. I don't know.
I'm on board.
I'm not going to sing. I'm tired of people getting mad at me for singing in these episodes, and
who gets
I will
mad
not
at you
sing.
For singing?
It's just you.
Me?
No, not you. You two are nice.
I'm happy to hear Aaron sing. I just don't think she should be able to sing the full song before she answers.
Yeah, Adel cares more about the rules, Aaron. So let's. If you don't want to sing, that's on you. But you got
a
buzz.
I'm a stickler.
You got a buzz.
I'm a stickler for the rules. I'm so sorry. Let me take that again. I'm a stiffler for the rules. I want to fuck your hot mom. How did he sound? I'm
that's
stiffler.
It.
Not like that.
I'm going to fuck your hot man.
All right, I'm ready, JPC. I'm going to be very serious and, like, stoic.
Ooh, so we are at 41. We are at number 41. And if you want to catch up on the series, I got to go back to the Patreon because, I think the first one of this is definitely this year, but you'll find them. They're on there. This is number 41 of the, according to Rolling Stone, the top 100 songs of the 2000s.
I'm very excited for this.
This is from 2007, Adel.
As we make our way up the list, down the list, I'm excited that these are probably going to be the most well known. So hopefully this gets easier.
I gotta say, I knew a lot of these. I don't think I was as familiar with this one, but this is from 2007.
All right,
that's how it starts. we go back to your house. You check the charts and start to figure it out. And if it's crowded, all the better, because we know. We're going to be up late. But if you're worried about the weather, then you picked the wrong place to stay.
Boy. Keep going.
That's
Keep going.
How it starts.
I have to warm up to this. Adel, I don't know how you feel about this, but this immediately sends me into a dark spiral.
Yeah,
when
I
he
panicked.
Starts reading the lyrics.
When he was like 2007 and then he started, I was like, oh, wait, are we not riffing? Are we not doing bits anymore?
And so
my brain
it starts.
Immediately went like, I have to call my mom.
Wait, I have to be good at something? I have
you
to call Aaron's
the engine
mom.
On. We set controls for the heart of the sun. One of the ways that we show our age, and if the sun comes up, if the sun comes up.
I know this song.
And I still
Me
don't
too.
Want to stagger home?
Buzz.
Adel?
Is this like Empire of the Sun or something?
It is not Empire of the Sun or something. But I love it or something because it leaves it open.
I can't remember what that band was called. I know this song.
That is the memory of our betters that are keeping us on our feet. You spent the first 5 years trying to get with the plan, Adel.
Is this Passion Pit?
It's not. I love that answer, though. I love that answer, though.
Wait, actually, JPC, can you do me a favor?
Yeah,
can you start over? I want to hear the beginning again because that's what I got closest to.
Okay. That's how it starts. We go back to your house. You check the charts and start to figure it out. And if it's crowded, all the better. Because we know we're going to be up late. But if you're worried about the weather, then you pick the wrong place to stay. That's how it starts. What I love about this song, by the way, is there's no chorus until the very end of the song. It's just four verses, and it's nonsense. It's fun to say.
Adel, will this be the first time that we don't get one? Like,
no,
one of us...
you guys have not got one before, for
in
sure.
In the 2000s countdown?
There's been a couple head scratchers, I think.
Okay, who was big in 2007?
This is not this band's first appearance on this list.
Okay. Is it? I feel like a man is singing.
That's
Aaron's superpower.
A man is singing.
Yeah.
That's Aaron's superpower. She's just like, Aaron, what's wrong?
There's a man with a guitar.
Okay, so 2007. So would this be, who was big in 2007?
Casey Gott knows it. Okay.
Whoa, Casey Gott this one. All right,
JPC, was I right about it's a guy singer and it's like kind of like beep boop boppy, like it's electronic-y?
I want to answer you, but first I have to pose a question. Casey, who could just go on shutting his fucking mouth throughout the whole recording, has chosen to type into the chat, this is the first one that I've gotten, which is like big dick energy for a person like fucking Casey. Do we let Casey come on mic right now, shoot his shot, and try to guess this band?
We have to take a vote. I vote no.
I vote no.
I vote yes.
All right, Casey. You gotta defend yourself.
It only took one vote for him to win.
Yeah.
So, Casey, pop on your little microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Say your little thing.
This is a cheerocracy. We gotta know.
Do you want to hear it or do you want me to say it?
I want you to take a guess because you think you know it. You think you're the big man on campus who knows the band. Knows
All
the
My
song.
Friends by LCD Sound System.
Oh, we got it.
Is it true? No.
Man, he got it. Oh,
he made us look a fool. Okay. Okay. Adel should get partial credit because he said Passion Pit, and that's another
band. Yeah.
I think I should get partial credit because I knew a man was singing it.
Yeah.
And I think Adel should get partial credit because he guessed Passion Pit.
Yeah.
And that's sort of just two sneezes away
that's
from
a lateral move,
system.
Two sneezes away.
I'm just worried because I know for a fact Casey will not be editing that part out. I can't get him to. I don't know how to ask him to in a way that will get him to do it. So it's going to be in. And I'm just worried now that people are going to lose respect for me when they see that I tried to big dog him and that it just backfired.
Oh, you can't lose what you never had.
That's good.
I know a little about a lot. And just for listeners, I think it's kind of a fun fact that you can't correct me on. LCD Sound System's real name is Ryan Murphy. That's kind of fun. So check out, he does like a lot of American Horror Story stuff. So check it out.
What does LCD stand for?
Look, cool dogs.
Sound system.
You know what? I'm really tired of Casey publicly humiliating us. This was sort of a straw that broke the camel's back for me.
If only there was a way we could get back at him. We'll have to plot.
Every time I go to the mall with Casey, he goes, "You're getting another Auntie Anne's pretzel? Are you fucking serious?" That's your eighth one today. And I go, please don't do this in front of all my friends.
To be fair, though, he does wait for you to have seven of those pretzels.
So then don't get the fucking pretzel. Casey, okay, back to the game.
And Aaron, can I just say, in defense of the camel, that straw did break the camel's back, but only because you slammed it in its hump like a Capri Sun. Because you said you're going to drink the water out of its hump. Everyone saw it, Aaron. Everyone saw you take a Capri Sun straw and slam it into a camel's hump.
Casey saw and then publicly humiliated me for it.
All right, here we go. This is number 40. This one's coming at us from 2003. Let's
Knowing know Casey, you'd probably say publicly cumulated.
Yeah,
that's, Casey loves
that's a using, bud. You're falling on your own sword there, buddy.
This one starts with a chorus.
By my own boner.
This one starts with the chorus, and we're skipping the chorus because it gives it away. Okay. You would know it immediately. And we're going to go with verse one. Here we go. From 2003.
2003? Jesus.
I know it. You won it. The thing that makes me...
It's Buzz.
Yeah.
This Edel. Is Jimmy Fallon, I'm Your Boyfriend.
Jimmy Fallon, I'm Your Boyfriend.
I know what you want because I'm an idiot.
No, it's not it. It's not it.
Okay.
That makes me what the guys go crazy for.
Oh,
this is a girl singing.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Adel. Adel, wait, hold on. Adel already got half credit because he said it's a girl singing.
Sorry, this is a woman singing.
A woman, thank you.
Oh, I kind of want one more line, but I already buzzed.
You already buzzed.
Please don't make fun of me if I'm wrong. Is it
milkshake? Hold on. We're not setting a precedent for like that.
Is it milkshake? Is it my milkshake?
You were right there. You had the first letter. I think you had the first two. All right, five, Aaron. Four.
Cal.
This is fair.
Cal, something?
I got it. Adel, can I steal?
For the steal?
This is Milkshake by Keenan and Kel.
Yeah, they collabed on this. Aaron, I will give you 75% credit for that because you were only missing two letters. This is Milkshake by Kellis.
Kellis.
Mm-hmm.
What else has Kellis sang? Am I?
So Kellis sang Milkshake. Sunday,
she did Milkshake Remix.
Birthday Cake.
Yeah. Fries.
Yeah.
Burger. Double Burger.
Combo.
Texas Toast.
Butter Burger.
Yeah. This song is amazing. This song broke everyone's brain.
Boom. Did-a-doom, did-a-doom, did-a-doom.
The chorus starts with my Adel milkshake singing. Brings all the boys to the yard. And that would have given you an instant ability to know who this was and what the song was.
I started to get really nervous after I buzzed in. I was like, because my instincts went, oh, it's got to be Milkshake. And then I went, oh, no, what if it's not Milkshake?
I remember the day I saw There Will Be Blood, the Daniel Day-Lewis masterpiece.
I
remember thinking it would be very funny if I had the skills to do my Milkshake. Brings all the boys, like replaced Daniel Day-Lewis saying Milkshake in that song would be very funny.
This is my son and my
partner. For like 30 seconds.
if only any of us, you know who could probably do it is probably Casey. I guess we should have been mean to him.
Sorry about everything we said.
All right, number 39.
Okay.
Love this one. 2003. Can't overstate. Can't say enough nice things about this song. I loved this song at the time.
Let me try
Milkshake.
It was Milkshake. We're just doing it again.
Iron Maiden.
Hit 40 and 39. I backed my car into a cop car the other day.
Buzz.
Adel.
I backed my car into a cop car. Isaac, what's his name? Isaac Bruce? No, Isaac something. That is Modest Mouse, and the song is... That song, Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out, and Outkast, Hey Ya, are maybe the most played songs of all time. This is Float On.
You are correct. It is Isaac Brock.
That's his name.
I believe, yeah, Isaac Brock. That is Modest Mouse's Float On.
Yeah, Float On. I'm not saying
that's anytime in, what year was that, 2003?
2003, yeah.
In 2003, if you went to any Potbellies in the central Illinois area, that song was blaring.
TJ Maxx bought that song for $400 million. I do like the way he says, I backed my car into a cop car other day.
He started getting tickled when he was recording the track.
One of their better songs, I can't remember if it's on this album or like The Moon and Antarctica, there's a song called like Wild Pack of Family Dogs. And it's just like a little short story. It's like, wild pack of family dogs came roving to my house or something. It's very
funny. It's funny that you mentioned Franz Ferdinand and Take Me Out because those two songs live in the same part of my brain.
Mm.
They're like are very, very similar to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the part of your brain that recognizes music? Because that's probably true.
I've had just about enough of you today. We're not even at a full hour of talking to each other and I'm tapping out.
Get off your high camel. Get off your dead camel.
But then I won't be able to reach the mic.
Did I ever tell you guys? I took an AP psychology class when I was in high school, and a big portion of that class was like studying the different sections of the brain. And me and my friend Peter Doherty, we were paired up together. We were both awful at that class.
Is that your friend's real name?
Peter Doherty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the
Should I not use his real name?
That's the lead singer of one of my favorite bands of all time.
He was in a band too.
Okay. What was the name of the, was it the Libertines?
No, it was not the Libertines. Okay. I wish. It's funny though, because it was when you are named the same name as someone in your field, it's like, oh, that sucks. I'm trying to break in and that guy's got my name. Anyway, he was very musically talented. He had a recording studio in his house, and it's a garage because he had like a band in high school and they played. But we were supposed to make a model of the brain, and the model that we made was fucking awful. But another part of the assignment was we could sing a song explaining the different parts of the brain. So me and Peter wrote a 9.5-minute rap song that was all the different parts of the brain. I've looked for it. It's lost to history. I cannot find it.
Can we recreate it? Do you remember any lyrics?
So what's funny is randomly at times in my life, some of the lyrics will like pop into my brain when I'm just like thinking about nothing. But I guess I do remember some of the lyrics. I remember we had a reference to Phineas Gage in there because he was the guy who got
the rail spike
driven through his head, like the accidental lobotomy.
An absolute folk hero.
That's a good song title or band name, Accidental Lobotomy.
Accidental Lobotomy. I knew that there was one section in there that I always think about, which was Aaron saying like part of her brain reminded it to me because there was something about da 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 da. The brain's got the gray matter, but what really matters is my rhymes getting fatter.
So you were talented the whole time.
Well, here's the thing: that rap verse is amazing, and you also, and you also managed to work in music from a Mario level. Da 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 da
da da da da da da.
Okay, that I genuinely love.
If I remember any more about this song, don't worry. I'll feed you lyrics to it in the middle of these other lyrics. We have to move on.
I'm having fun though. Who cares?
I guess that is all that matters. That is all that matters.
Okay.
Something something frontal cortex narrow strip of brain like the band on my Rolex. The next one we have is
you lived in Indiana and were poor.
Number 38. Here's the thing about when you're rapping, no rapper is poor. You just rap about how incredibly wealthy you are because who's gonna check you on it?
You were a teen in an AP class. You did not have a Rolex.
I rapped about being poor. I rapped for a little bit, and some of my rhymes were stuff like, I got so many loans, got a tiny dick. Nobody ever loved me. Stuff like that. But I guess it was ahead of its time.
Yeah, truly a trendsetter. Number 38, this is from 2001. Another one that I really enjoy, another song I really enjoy.
Okay.
Can't really give you, it starts with an intro, then it goes into a chorus. Can't really give you that. So I will say, can't give you that one either. I think I gotta go with an intro.
It's
I got Buzz.
Just say it wasn't you, Buzz. All right.
No, it's not Shaggy.
Oh, come on.
I was gonna say if it starts with an intro, it has to be that sunscreen song.
Huh.
Remember that song?
Oh, wait.
And remember to wear your sunscreen. Dance like nobody's watching. Whatever that was, right?
I don't think it's that, though.
But that was like 98 or something.
Yeah, that was not in the 2000s. All right, here we go. This is verse 2. The essence. The basics. Without it, you make it. Allow me to make this childlike nature, in nature. Rhythm. You have it or you don't. That's a fallacy. I'm in them. Every sprout and tree, every child
every
of peace,
tree, every child,
every cloud and sea, you
Buzz.
See with your eyes, Adel.
Buzz, this is
Adel sang a little of it.
He did. I did hear him sing a little of it.
Adel sang a little of it.
And I'm happy, feeling down, I got sunshine.
Yeah,
in a bag is useless. Yeah, it's Clint Eastwood. No, Clint Eastwood's a song.
Yes, correct.
And the band is David
also
Alburn's Gorillaz.
It is Clint Eastwood by the Gorillaz. That is great. Let me just take it back from the beginning. Would you have gotten it if I said, "Here's how the song starts"? Okay. Ha 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 ha.
Yes. One of my favorite memories of the last 10 years is watching Gorillaz perform at Outside Lands Music Festival in San Francisco with Todd Berry, who's my favorite stand-up.
Wow, that's fun.
And him looking pissed the whole time, and then when a song was done, he leaned over and he goes, "Man, they're great." I'm like, this rules.
All right, number 37. Yeah, I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge. The kids are coming up from behind.
Buzz.
I'm losing my edge.
This is Michael Stipe fronting R.E.M. with their hit song, Losing My Edge.
I
heard you crying.
Religion. Maybe? Okay. It is not that. Adel, you're disqualified from...
You didn't tell us
that
the
makes
year.
Sense.
I am so sorry, Aaron. This is from 2000.
It's 2021, Aaron. We tell you this every episode.
Thank you.
It's on your watch and it's your computer in the bottom right-hand corner. I'm sorry, 2002. And I'll give you a hint, guys. I said the name of the song several times.
What? Losing My Edge.
It's called Losing My Edge. Does anyone know who sings this song?
No.
Well, you wouldn't say that lyric unless this was like a hard, this is like a deep cut.
I've never heard this, but again, I'm not the biggest fan of this band. I kind of miss them. I will say that this band has already been mentioned on the show today.
LCD Sound System.
It's LCD Sound System.
Are you kidding me?
Come on,
Aaron
whatever.
Aaron's like, it's LCD Sound System. I think she said that without opening her mouth.
I forgot how popular he was in the 2000s.
LCD Sound System, Losing My Edge. Again, it was a band that just kind of missed me. I never got into them.
Sean likes LCD Sound System.
Tracks for Sean. means nothing, but it's also mean.
Means nothing.
Nothing. This one is from, it's 36, and this is from 2009.
2009, okay.
I tied myself with wire to let the horses run free.
You're making up lyrics.
Playing with the fire? Until the fire played with me? The stone was semi-precious. We were barely conscious. Two souls too smart to be. In the realm of certainty? Even on our wedding day?
Is it a guy singing?
It is a guy singing.
Yeah.
We set ourselves on fire. Oh, God! Do not deny her! It is not if I believe in love, but if love believes in me. Oh.
This sounds like a
believe
sermon.
Believe in me.
Is this a sermon?
Kind of. I mean, a lot of the songs by this band are kind of sermons.
The Killers? Aren't they?
It's not the Killers. It's not the Killers. I think that there might be like Mormons just from nature of where they were born. But it's not the Killers.
Is this a song?
You haven't read the chorus yet.
I have not read the chorus yet.
Okay, I'll be patient.
You guys want me to read the chorus?
Yeah.
It's next.
Okay.
At the moment of surrender, I folded to my knees. I did not notice the passersby. And they did not notice me. That's the whole chorus.
The moment of surrender.
I'll be honest. The whole reason why this is on here, it's some real Rolling Stone shit. I gotta say.
Is it the Rolling Stones?
No, it's not. But the magazine can kind of get a little pretentious, I believe, at times. And this reeks of pretension to me.
Is it a young band or an old band?
No. This is like a big, big famous band.
Foo Fighters?
No, not older and more famous than the Foo Fighters.
More famous than the Foo Fighters? Name one band in history that's more famous than the Foo Fighters.
Like Radiohead, I can't tell you the U2. Band, but they are.
Less famous than Foo Fighters.
Radiohead?
That's
not the 2000s.
Nirvana, less famous.
What was the next
U2.
Thing you said?
Beatles,
yes.
Less famous.
They didn't make any music in the last 20 years.
Hold on. Dead stop, please. Can I have the floor for a second?
This game is so fun.
Can I have the floor for a second?
Yes. Can I finish?
You're telling me the previous song was called Losing My Edge, and that wasn't U2, and this is?
What if Bono had written a song called Losing My Edge and forced the Edge to play it?
It's just an announcement.
And it's just at the Edge's retirement party.
I had no idea. that this was a U2 song. I don't know how it goes. I don't care about U2.
I have a theory.
Okay, please.
Is this song, this is in the top 40?
Yeah, this is number 36.
My theory is this, I've never fucking heard this song in my life. My theory is this song is only in the top 40 because this was off that album that was preloaded on every single Apple device.
Adel, it's not. So this is from, I went to look at this because I was like, I don't remember this fucking song. This is from 2009's No Line on the Horizon. I'm going to list you some other songs on No Line on the Horizon. You let me know if you've ever
heard
of
it. You're wasting your time.
We got No Line on the Horizon, Magnificent, Unknown Caller, I'll Go Crazy If I Don't Go Crazy Tonight, Get on Your Boots, that one I've heard. It's really bad. Stand-up Comedy, Fez.
Hold on. Is it really called Stand-up Comedy? Can you read the lyrics to that right now?
Yeah, I'd like to hear them.
You're not going to like this one. You're not going to like this one. I have heard this one. You're not going to like it. Here you go. Ready?
Why is U2 writing a song called Stand-Up Comedy?
I got to stand up and take a step. You and I have been asleep for hours. I got to stand up. The wire is stretched in between our two towers. Stand up in this dizzy world where a lovesick eye can steal the view. I'm going to fall down if I can't stand up. For your love.
This isn't funny at all.
Stand up. This is comedy.
Is the song
DNA
exactly?
Lotto may have left you smart, but can I stand up to beauty, dictator of the heart? I can stand up for hope, faith, love, but while I'm getting over certainty, stop helping God across the road like a little old lady. Guys, this song sucks.
Is it five minutes long?
Probably.
Type five?
I can't believe that anyone liked this album, but apparently they put this at 36. I think that this should be put in a spaceship and sent right off of this fucking list.
They are so rich because so many guys are like, yes, sir, U2, please, more music, U2, sir. Shut up.
Please, sir, may I have another?
Here's what I will say. U2 has some fucking honest to God banger songs. They have a couple killer albums.
Oh, yeah.
And Bono wrote like Sunday Bloody Sunday when he was like 19 years old. And that song is a masterpiece. And compared to anything, I wrote a sketch when I was 19 about a guy who robs a bank and gets caught and has to eat the money. And Bono wrote Sunday Bloody Sunday when he was 18.
I got to tell you, that's not the argument you think it is. That's hysterical.
Well, Eric, can I tell
you're
you the
genius.
Line? Can I tell you the line that the cop says at the end of this?
Yes.
This crime's not funny when you got to eat the money. And then there's a blackout.
This is what I mean about him being talented the whole time. He didn't just appear fully formed at 24. He was funny the whole time.
He worked at it.
Oh, I've my God.
Two.
I love it.
I've seen you too.
I don't want to be here.
Yeah, I know you don't.
You got too much fucking shit on me. I don't want to be around anymore.
I know you know. Becky, you hit me with that line one more time. I'm so sorry. I need it one more time.
Crime's not funny when you got to eat the money. Adel, you said you've seen U2 before?
I have, and they absolutely smash live. Like they are an arena rock band. Like when you hear people describe a band as an arena rock band, I think
absolutely.
It's because U2 invented that format.
Mm-hmm.
They fucking smash live. But
are you saying they're better than the Beatles?
Well, I haven't seen the Beatles live. Well, yeah. No, I'm lying. I saw them at Shea Stadium and on that rooftop that we all got kicked off of. That was 62. But they're wonderful live. But I don't want to listen to their music outside of seeing them live.
Yeah, I mean, I think Joshua Tree, great album. Anyway, I mean, enough U2 apologies. But if you're a U2 fan, just know, I'm not mad at you. But that song, come on. It can't possibly be number 36 on this list. Fuck off. Okay.
I think Milkshake should be there on Twice, on those list twice instead of that one.
All right, you guys ready for this one? This is from 2002. Here we go.
Does Milkshake and the Prince Ali song have the exact same intro?
Yeah, it's public domain. Anyone can have that intro. I should say the last one that we just skipped right past was U2's Moment of Surrender, whatever.
Okay.
This is number 35 from 2002.
Okay.
Can't see nothing in front of me. Can't see nothing coming up behind. Make my way through this darkness. I can't feel nothing but this chain that binds me. Lost track of how far I've gone. How far I've gone. How high I've climbed. On my back's a 60-pound stone. On my shoulder, a half-mile line.
Hmm.
Ooh, that, now we get into the chorus where they do say the name of the show.
I don't hate lyrics, but I can't get a sense of who's singing them.
Honestly, from me just reading these lyrics and seeing specific words from here, knowing full well who sings it, I'm like, it couldn't be more obvious.
Really? Okay.
Okay.
Come on up. No.
Oh.
I'm not saying the name of the song. Come on up. Lay your hands in mine.
Buzz.
Adele.
What? This was 2001? Or 2002? Okay, yes. This song was... this was like the anthem for 9/11,
mm-hmm.
right? Am I right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was an album that was kind of released. Yeah, exactly.
And it's by Bruce Springsteen. Come on up. It's The Rising?
It's called The Rising. Yeah, by Bruce Springsteen from 2002. And just for clarity, this was not the anthem to 9/11. This isn't like the...
I stand by that.
They weren't on the planes like getting jacked, hyped, and like bumping this song.
They put this on in every club. Everybody would lose their mind.
There was a time, I mean, post 9/11, there were a lot of people trying to have the song of that encapsulated 9/11.
Don't just you like love capitalism?
Bruce Springsteen.
We got to write a
Springsteen.
Hit.
Yeah.
It had to be him.
I have no memory of that song at all. That is completely lost on me.
Well, you were 3 years old at the time.
I was baby. I was like 11. I feel like I
was
know.
Baby. That's your new catchphrase.
11-year-old with a Bruce Springsteen album. Okay, here we go. Aaron, here's one that you got a memory of. And guess what? It was 2 years prior to that last one. This is from the year 2000, year of our Lord, 2000.
Say it the way we want to hear it. Say it the way Conan would say it.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is from the year 2000.
Thank That's you. Not how he'd say it.
Damn it, you're right. That's how Richter would do it.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to get it if I do that. You're going to get it if I do that. You're going to get it.
Is this our first song from 2000?
No, we've had a few from 2000. Okay. And we'll have another one coming right up. Look. At the stars. Look. How they shine.
Buzz.
For you.
Buzz. Oh. Boo Buzz. This is Yellow by Coldplay.
There wasn't a part of this song. There wasn't a part of this song that I could sing that you wouldn't be like, this is Yellow by Coldplay.
Boo Buzz is Pooh Bear's bee friend. And I'm not taking any further questions at this time.
Boo Buzz.
Oh, bother, Boo Buzz.
You're right, Adel, that is Coldplay.
And it was all hello.
Shallow.
I'll be honest. That music video was cool with him going backwards.
That video was cool.
You gotta sing with a tiny mouth.
The fact that this song was so popular turned me off of Coldplay for 3 decades. I mean, no, that can't be right.
Maybe you have another 10 years before you like them again.
I don't like them. I don't like them in this decade, so I'm counting 21 as the new decade. So if I start liking Coldplay, we'll see. But I just never got into Coldplay because this song was so big, and I was like, I'm not into it.
I was going through a breakup in 2003 or 4, and a rush of blood to the head I did enjoy because that helped me get over a breakup.
That makes sense because that has a practical application
beyond the music. To rule the world. Seas would rise when I gave the word. It's coming up, I'm sure.
Aaron, this next one is from the year 2000 as well. So let's just launch right into it. Oh, man.
That's promising.
Oh, man. Is there anything that I can say in this one? Okay, here's where we're going to start. One.
Buzz.
More time.
Buzz.
Music.
Well, I'll say what I was going to say. I was going to say Buzz Tequila, but I don't know who sings that song. Tequila.
Not in the 2000s either, I don't think. Maybe?
No. But I think the only lyric in Tequila is Tequila, right?
Yeah, I think so. Aaron, do you want to take a stab at this one?
Britney Spears.
Aaron, are you serious?
No.
Okay.
It got me, though.
I actually don't know what it is, but I...
One more time, we're going to celebrate. Oh, yeah.
Buzz.
All right. Adel, would you like to take a stab at this one?
This is Daft Punk, One More Time.
That's correct. Not a lot of lyrics in this one. Kind of the same few words over
with
and
this,
over again.
I used to love Daft Punk, and then I got sick of them, because with this song and Around the World, I would put it on in my car, and people would be like, can you please turn this off? And I'm like, it's a really cool techno French band. And they're like, that's great, please turn this off. I can't listen to this anymore.
So it doesn't sound like you got sick of it.
Yeah, that's
oh, fair. Yeah, that's true.
That's
sounds like the social pressure.
I got sick of people
shamed you
for crying about it.
I ran with a cool crew. We all love Daft Punk, so I don't know what you're on about.
Can't relate.
That Around the World music video is also very fucking good. Mm-hmm. All right. Number 33 on the list from 2004.
My favorite number.
That's true. So, Adel, do you think you're going to get this one? I think you might.
2004?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope so.
Okay. You're going to know that. You're going to know that. You're
Kid Rock,
that.
Ba with the Ba.
Oh, damn. 2004? correct. Okay. It doesn't matter. This is what we have to go with.
Okay.
So, if you're lonely, you know I'm here waiting for you. I'm just a crosshair.
Buzz.
I'm just...
Buzz.
Adel.
This is the aforementioned Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand.
This is Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand, yes.
So if you're lonely... When that part comes on, the very intro, is one of the most satisfying moments in music history. So if you're lonely...
I maintain that 17 years later, this song still slaps.
And it's about the assassination of Franz Ferdinand.
That's the titular Taking Me Out of that song.
The crosshairs of the sniper rifle.
Mm-hmm. Which actually started World War I because of...
Excuse me?
That's what started the Great War.
Aaron, you couldn't be more wrong. You couldn't be more wrong. World War I started because the Germans invented Fanta.
Shh, shh. Everybody quiet. A duck's teaching us about history.
A goobacoo Rasputin was horny and he called all sorts of problems.
Miss Mallard?
Yes.
Miss Mallard.
Yes, quack, quack.
This has nothing to do with our homework, but do you lay eggs?
No. Waddle behind me. We're all going on a field trip.
Total non sequitur, Miss Mallard, my favorite AFI song. Okay, here we go. This is 31, track 31.
Okay.
Not track 31.
Wait.
Number 31?
I thought the last one was 33.
Daft Punk was 33.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I know. Maybe I fucked up. Who knows?
No, I think I did.
32, that was Franz Ferdinand. 31, I almost just said who this was. I took a big pause and I was like, 31 is. Nope, wrong. That's not how the game is played. Have I done that yet? Maybe I have. It doesn't matter. I won't do it today. From 2002. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Okay, can't say that. Okay, can't say that. Okay, from the hook. We'll take it from the hook.
Okay.
And instead of saying all of your goodbyes, let them know. You realize that life goes fast.
Buzz.
It's hard to make the good things last.
Buzz.
Adel.
This is just a collection of quotes from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Dude, it's true. This is a motivational speaker at a high school.
Life moves pretty fast if you don't slow down.
Aaron, did you have a buzz?
No, keep going. I think I know what it is.
You realize the sun doesn't go down. It's just an illusion caused by the world spinning around.
Buzz.
Yes, Aaron?
Give me 1 second. I have to sing it in my head because I can't do it out loud.
Aaron, you should have asked for way more time because 1 second
is gone.
10 seconds.
So okay, so she asked for 10.
I know the name of the song, and I'm my hands are sweating. Do you see?
I can't. I
got vomit on her sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
It's It's Do You Realize? But I don't.
Yes.
But it's
I know this.
Fuck you guys. I hate this.
Aaron.
I know the band and I'm sweating.
Aaron, Adel, Aaron, that was the definition of an overreact.
Casey, isolate that and make that my ringtone. Fuck you guys.
JPC, I agree. I overreacted.
That is intense.
Okay, hold on.
Game show aside. Aaron, how are you doing today?
Aaron knocked her cord out of her headphones with that.
I'm just mad. I'm just disappointed because this is so frustrating because I know the name of this band and it's just like right here and I just need 5 more seconds.
Aaron, what just happened there was like I was the manager of an Applebee's to ask you if you could work a double on a day you called off. That's how you reacted to me.
When really it's just me trying to remember.
Aaron, did you eat hot Cheetos? Because your mouth is like covered in dust or something.
Yeah.
Is your mouth burning?
It looks like you put your mouth on the tailpipe of a car.
Yeah.
It does?
Did you put a lighter up to your mouth?
No.
Oh, no.
Did you light a candle on your mouth?
She's looking at her lips like she thinks that this is a hint for the name of the band.
Hey,
it's fucking not real.
Oh, the Flaming Lips. Fuck you guys.
I got so worried because she was like looking at the camera like, oh my God, my lips.
She truly was trying to like.
I was like, I guess my lips are a little dry and they have like a lip tint on. Okay, it's the Flaming Lips, and this is why you two can burn in hell.
You realize.
I have to say this. I have to put this on the record. It's all worth it. Doing this game is all worth it.
I'm so sorry for yelling at you guys. I wasn't mad at you. I was mad at myself.
They're a very fun. I've seen them a few times live. One time, Wayne Cohn, the lead singer, was in a bubble and like crowd surfed inside this bubble, and we all just like knocked him around. It was very fun. And then one time I saw him in the White Stripes do a New Year's Eve a day show, and he was in a white suit and dumped a bucket of blood on his head, and it was just very, very visually very cool.
Are you sure that was
awesome.
A sanctioned concert?
Maybe I saw someone die.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Sounds like you met a ghost. All right, guys, let's do this. This is number 30 on the list. Now, okay. We can have a conversation about this, but this is not my list. I didn't make this list, okay?
Not my list.
Not going to do it.
Okay, so
I won't die on the hill of this list.
This means it's something controversial or it's Faith Hill.
Okay.
Hold on, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
This kiss, unkissable. What's that song? Is that Faith Hill?
I believe it's This Kiss.
This Kiss by Faith Hill.
Yeah,
okay,
Faith Hill.
Nailed it.
Unstoppable.
Is that right? Unstoppable.
No, this is from 2002. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Now, usually, I don't do this, but...
Okay.
Go ahead and break them off with a little previews of the remix.
Buzz.
Does it
sound like someone's dribbling a basketball?
At times.
In terms of, does it bounce, 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 bounce?
It could.
Okay.
Is it hot and fresh out the kitchen?
I'm saying too much.
This is Ignition, which is a very catchy song that was birthed into the world by a million scorpions. No one really knows who wrote it, but it showed up one day, and it was
just
very
like
catchy.
JPC did when he was 24. He just appeared from a cloud of black dust.
We couldn't say for sure how this song came to be. Uh-huh. But Adel, you are incorrect. This is not Ignition. This is Ignition.
Oh,
in parentheses, remix.
Yes.
This is
Sprite,
the remix.
Sorry, this is
to Ignition. Yeah.
Ignition/Sprite/remix.
I mean, what a wonderful song by such a horrible man. I'm not sad about, you know, not being able to watch the entirety of Woody Allen's filmographical works. I could care less about not being able to enjoy the work of who is that? Was it Bach that is canceled or Beethoven?
Beck.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. But this song hurts to take away because.
I
what
have a new idea
song.
For yes. Singers who are bad people, okay. who we find out later are terrible people.
Okay.
I think that the consequence for being a bad person and hurting someone is we take your song and we pretend that Dolly Parton sings it.
Ooh.
So she just gets all your money from that song and we get to continue to listen to it, but it's a cover by Dolly Parton of that
Aaron,
song.
Can I pitch a suggestion to that as well?
Yes, of course.
It's not even that we give it to another singer. I think that we have to take it out of music completely and just give it to the nicest person that we can think of.
Oh, hold I love on. It. It doesn't even have to be a singer.
So hold on. We're giving all of this to Sam Richardson?
Yeah. So you're like,
yes.
Oh, yeah. I think we can say it on the podcast. Sam Richardson in 2002 wrote, sang, and performed Remix to Ignition, and we can leave it at that.
And all the money ever made from that goes right to his bank account, and he can spend it how he pleases.
That's the nicest person I could think of on the spur of the moment. and such a winning smile.
People be like, oh man, I really want to watch Midnight in Paris. I really liked that movie, but obviously I know I can't. And be like, no, you can watch that movie. I think Pope Francis did a great job with that movie. They're like, really? Pope Francis made that? And you're like, he did.
You can watch Midnight in Paris. My neighbor Cheryl made it. Look, she's waving at us. She's so nice.
She's great.
So it seems like we fixed a pretty glaring problem in society, yeah. Everyone. So what a bonus.
Mission
for the Patreon. And you guys, you've cracked 30. So we're starting the next time we do this. We have 29 and under.
Holy
shit. I'm excited.
Those are my least favorite clubs to go to.
you can't get in anymore.
I know.
You're at the door. And that'll be next time. But Aaron, speaking of remixes, can you break us off with a little remix of your favorite planet?
Neptune.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
It's just a bouncing Neptune.
The crime's not funny when you gotta eat the money.
That should be my new Waka Waka, kids.
Were you playing the cop or the thief?
I was not playing the cop. My friend Meg was playing the cop, and she did an amazing job. I don't remember if I was even in the fucking scam.
I think all money from that sketch should go to my neighbor, Cheryl.
That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mobley Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.